This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's spring, and the flora and fauna of the borderlands in southeastern Arizona are busy. Plants and animals are leaving winter way behind. Goodbye, winter. Emerge, leaf out, flower, fruit, scurry, slither, fly, nest. Cue the activity of spring. Cue the sounds of spring. Give me a dozen birds singing at our homestead near the banks of the Ohio. I recognize some of those birds, you know, the easy ones, the cardinal, the curbill thrasher, the cactus wren, the Gila woodpecker. I should say I recognize the loud ones, and then, oh my goodness, I put in my hearing aids, and whoa, house finch, Bewick wren, the black-throated sparrow, oh my goodness. But everyone is busy, cottontails and black-tailed jacks and spotted ground squirrels, peccaries and mule deer wander by, looking longingly through the fence at our yard. They're not singing. They would if they could. And everything and everybody, they're just busy. And they better be, because spring seems to last about 2 weeks in southern Arizona. Okay. An exaggeration. But the heat sure can come on fast. At our place, we get morning temperatures. This is right through middle of April. Right at freezing. We get these temperatures right at freezing into April. And that's part of spring. And then, yikes, it feels like summer's coming on. Oh, another beautiful sound. Warm days have snow melting in the nearby Chiricahua Mountains, and creeks and streams and seeps are running. In the morning, we can just hear the ojolote flowing and gurgling over the rounded rocks of that creek bed. Water's been coming out of those mountains for thousands of years. But I can sort of get my head around hundreds of years. But water's been flowing across the grassland thousands of years. And native people have lived near it. They lived by it. They used it, maybe used it for crops or used the plants that grew along it for food or shelter, tools. And there's a great plant, a cool plant, blooming in the grassland near that stream, blooming right now, pale wolfberry, sometimes in stands, sometimes just an individual or two, this glorious scraggly shrub. In late March and April, pale wolfberry leaves out and flowers. Beautiful one-inch-long flowers, sometimes green, sometimes white, sometimes a combination, but always with these purple veins on that large flower. At the end of May, beginning of June, large orangish-red fruit appear. Edible fruit. Oh, my goodness. You know, 500 years ago, that date that I can get my head around, folks were eating wolfberry. Yes, they were. And there are other species around the borderlands, other species of wolfberry that folks were eating, right? I mean, pale wolfberry, listen, is the genus species Lycium pallidum. Maybe 100 species of Lycium found around the world. Can you say goji berry? In Arizona, there are 11 species. Lycium is in the nightshade family, Solanaceae. Many cool plants in that family. Some are in your kitchen as we speak. Peppers, chilies, potatoes, tomatoes. Hello. Fill my garden up with nightshades, right? And there's some cool native nightshades, Datura, wild tobacco. And now you know. It's spring. And pale wolfberry, Lycium pallidum, is flowering. Birds are singing. Water is flowing, right? Oh, my goodness. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.